News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's turn to the latest Central Bank quarterly economic bulletin out this morning. John Fitzgerald, adjunct professor in economics at Trinity College Dublin. There's a pretty blunt and a pretty stark warning for the government in that quarterly bulletin. Tell us about it.
Yeah, they're saying the economy is at capacity. You can't pump more money into the economy without having serious consequences, and that the budget should be tighter than the government are planning. IFAC, the Fiscal Advisory Council, are saying the same thing. The ESRI are saying the same thing. All the outside observers, but the political system wants to spend more money, and it's not going to be good for us.
I can't think of one politician, John, who is saying, hang on a second, we need to rein this in. In fact, the opposition are saying you should go further than this. They're calling for temporary one-off measures. I can't think of one politician, despite what happened 20 years ago, saying stop.
We fought an election in 2007 and nobody shouted stop then, and look what happened. So I think people should be telling the government, cop on, you can't spend all this money. It's not going to be good for us.
There is an interesting economic lesson in there. Like we covered this, we were chatting about this on the show the other morning, and I was making the point that I thought we needed to stop the one-off measures. Loads of people, you know, decent, ordinary people listening, texted and said, look, we need this money. We're put to the pin of our collar. We pay a lot in tax and so on. But there is, and I can understand where they're coming from, but the central bank has a kind of warning about that, that if you, about the inflationary and potential inflationary impact of this.
Yeah, most people are actually better off this year than last year. The overall
rate. That's not a popular message, John.
No, but it's what the statistics say. I read the statistics and then I hear people on your program saying, and obviously there are people who are worse off and they will express their irritation and upset over it. That's fine. But like it's interesting on food prices. Yes, food prices are up more than the rate of inflation. And it's in particular beef. Beef prices are likely to come down next year. It's farmers are having getting higher prices this year. But that's the only element in food. That and chocolate are the two items that are substantially up according to the data. Yes, prices are much higher than they were 5 years ago. But we're also the substantial rise in average incomes after prices last year. The prices which are serious are the house prices. And the government spending more money, pumping more money into an economy that's already at capacity, will just raise house prices. Not a good idea.
So do you roll your eyes when politicians and journalists talk about the cost of living crisis?
I don't roll my eyes, but I go and look at the data and say, actually, things aren't. Yes, beef prices are up, but the rest of food prices other than chocolate are not up that much. And actually, incomes after tax and welfare payments are up more than prices.
The report also says the underlying budget deficit is now projected to be larger out to 2027 than they had anticipated. I presume that means if you strip away potential tax receipts that we can't depend on, like the large multinationals. How worrying is that, and how much of echoes of the Celtic Tiger and stamp duty and VAT is there in that, do you think?
Basically, the banks are sound, so that makes a difference from 2007.
It does.
Even if we see a major fall in the economy at some date in the future, which nobody's predicting, but where there are going to be problems are with Trump and America and foreign direct investment, and in particular the corporation tax. That drug prices, the prices of your, when you go and get your prescription filled, you'll pay four times as much in the US as here, and Trump is excited about that. And if he takes action to bring US prices closer into line with European prices, then profits will fall and the corporation tax receipts will fall here. But it won't be next year, it'll be 2027, because the profits are already happening this year. The taxes are locked in for next year. So it's 2027. We need to prepare for a shock. And also, foreign investment in Ireland may well be lower as a result of Trump.
You're shouting stop. The central bank is shouting stop. The ESRI is shouting stop. IFAC are shouting stop. Are they going to stop?
I think it's unlikely.
Yeah.
I've been around a long time, and governments probably know what the right thing to do is, but doing the right thing is kind of difficult politically.
Okay. Listen, thanks indeed for talking to us. John Fitzgerald, Adjunct Professor in Economics at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Should we stop or should we go? Let us know. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.